Hello, and welcome to the Knitted Socks Only podcast, episode number 65. Today is going to be September 17th, 2023, and my name is Em, and I just want to say thank you for all of you that have returned to listen to another podcast. For those of you that are new, welcome to the show. So, to give a little bit about me, I do knitting. I've just learned how to crochet, and my summer of learning is now over because we're now in September, but I'm still doing crochet work, so we're going to talk about that this episode. So let's go ahead and get started. I have two whips right now. I have finished and completed, well, not finished, but I finished the main construction of my Black Eyed Susan blanket. And as I talked about in my last episode when we were talking about color theory, I was starting on the border with purple, that a royal purple my husband Ben wanted. So I've done that, and I'm working on that still. Believe it or not, that takes a really long time. For a long blanket, it just takes forever to do. But we're almost on row three, so we're really excited about that. So, I had to take a break from that because I can't carry the blanket around with me everywhere. I know that sounds insane, but first of all, it's a really heavy blanket. Second of all, it's in low 90s right now. Right now, it's 86 degrees outside, but typically it's in the low 90s, so it's kind of like inconvenient to carry the blanket. And I don't have a bag that will hold the entire blanket without squishing it. And so when I'm crocheting the border around it, I have to, like, put it on, you know, like, lay it on top of me as I crochet and move it around. So it's just something easier to do at home than it is, like, out in public or somewhere. So I decided to... I've seen, and I've talked about this, so now I'm really doing it. So I've seen these crocheted sweaters that are made from granny squares, and I am going to attempt to do this. Now, it was really funny because I went and got my hair done yesterday, and while I was sitting there, and my mother was with me, so my mom was talking to the John, our hairdresser, and he was like, hey, could Em make me something? And she was like, well, yeah, I guess she knits socks. And he goes, I don't want socks. And so she was like, okay, well, she can crochet and knit blankets and scarves. He's like, He was like, what is Em doing right now? And my mother said, well, she's working on a sweater. And she looked at me and said, hey, Em, what are you making? And I'm like, I'm working on a granny square sweater. And my mother told John, well, let's see how it turns out before you go placing an order for it. And he laughed, right? And I agree, I would laugh too. So what I've done is that I don't want a sweater with a bunch. I struggle with granny squares because it's like, to me, it seems very, for lack of a better term, holy. And so there are a lot of little holes in it. And that just, for a sweater, that's not going to work. So what I'm doing is I do the same type of square I did for my Black Eyed Susan blanket. So it's a single crochet, it's a double crochet, well, it's not double. So it's a single crochet. In Europe, it would be a double crochet, but in America, it is a single crochet, stitch, 22 for the initial chain, and then I do, like, 12 or 17, so it looks like, so I know it takes two rows to do, so anywhere between, I guess, 15 and 17. So we'll just do 15 for right now. That'd be 30. So maybe 34 34 rows. Anyway, so I'm doing this kind of like rectangular square looking thing. And what I do is I do the granny square, and I've finally started to really master the granny square. And if you wanted to take a look at my most recent best version so far of a granny square, check out my Instagram. I am under knitted socks only. And if you take a look at it, I've decided that granny squares should be done with the magic loop. I've tried the other ways and it gets a hole in the center and I don't like that. At least with the magic loop, I can tighten it and the hole closes, which makes it a lot easier to determine where the pattern is in the first row and in the second row. It makes it a lot easier to determine. So I've done granny. I did one golden yellow granny square. And I've put a navy blue that I just described of the single crochet behind it. And what I did was I took a needle that I used for my Kitchener stitch. I've gone in and I've taken it and I use for doing that. And so I sewed on the granny square onto the actual blue background. So that, I thought that was really cool. Sorry, the dogs are barking. They heard a sound. Anyway, my apologies. So anyway, I took it and I've done a stitch. I've stitched it all the way around in like a normal sewing pattern. And it looks really cool. So like the granny square is on top of the solid backing. So what I'm going to be able to do is take these squares and crochet them together with a slip stitch and then put the sweater together. Essentially, I'll make a vest first and then I'm going to have to do sleeves. Now, I've seen individuals online do the granny square sleeve and I don't know if I want to do that. I really don't know if I want to do that because that looks a lot more complicated than I'm actually prepared to do. So I may just either crochet a sleeve or I may actually knit a sleeve and do kind of a combination of the two. But I'm really looking forward to it. It looks really nice and it allows me to explore the color theory some more with a navy blue, almost black-like background and the colors on top of it and how it makes you feel. So looking forward to that. So that's what I've been working on. That's my to-go projects. And when it's a little too warm outside to actually do the border for my, for the Black Eyed Susan blanket, that's what I've been working on. So anyway, we talked about, what was it? Color theory last week. And I haven't really read anymore because I've been busy crocheting. This week's been a killer at work. So I've just kind of been like, I don't want to listen to anything. So I've been like kind of just slow and just doing crochet work. It was kind of interesting though yesterday. So Friday, Ben went to go visit his mother in Denton. And so he took her to a yarn store and I was like so excited to hear this. I was like, woohoo, all right, what did she get? And Ben's mom's not doing well. So she's had a couple of strokes and, you know, she's just having a difficult time. And so he took her to a yarn store and she got exhausted walking around the yarn store, which is fine. And she picked up a burgundy red acrylic yarn. I was like, oh, well, that's neat. I said, what is she going to do with it? He's like, I don't know. She's got so much yarn in her house. I don't know. He goes, you at least do something with your yarn. And I said, well, that's not a bad thing that she bought yarn. It makes her feel better. And so it's like retail therapy, that it's commonly called. But you know, the older we get, it buying things that make us feel like we've been out, we've done something, and buying it to remind us that we need to work on something is sometimes the reason why we do stuff. So anyway, I was excited that she at least went and bought yarn, so that makes me feel better, because it means that she's wanting to at least still do her craft. So that's a good thing. Now, whether she's going to do it or not, that's a whole different ballgame. But, you know, he went into his parents' house. He hasn't been into their house in decades. And he said she had plenty of yarn there. So I was happy to hear that, because I had talked to him about donating yarn and giving her some yarn to do her hobby. So, but anyway, so that was nice to know. And so he is on his way back right now. So I am excited to have him back. But, you know, busy crocheting. And that's how I keep myself busy while he's gone, is crocheting and hanging out with my parents. And, you know, it's just a good thing. And taking care of puppies. So what I did find, though, and what I've learned is that when you're crocheting at 3 a.m. because the dogs are constantly wanting you to let them out, having a bright light is really important when you crochet, especially if you're using darker colors. And so in knitting, I find this interesting. So in knitting, I can knit with dark colors in the dark without an issue, because I know what the next step is. I know what the next where the hole is on the needle, right? Because the knitting needle goes through the holes, and so it's easy to know where you're at. Crochet, though, you're having to search for the holes while you're crocheting, so it's not as easy to feel it and know where the hole is at. So having light is really important. So just as an FYI, if you're a knitter looking to learn how to crochet, make sure you have a good light if you're using dark yarn. I don't recommend using dark yarn if it's your first, you know, stuff you're crocheting with. So, but, you know, that's just, I guess, sometimes common knowledge. And for my listeners, that's probably common knowledge. But I thought I'd share just because I did experience it this weekend. And so it's important. So I've been using some, it was interesting. So when I was talking about how I went to the yarn store a couple of weekends back, my local yarn store, Yarnivore, that, you know, I picked up some acrylic yarn. Well, I want to talk a little bit about that this episode, because I think it's, while I talk to you about the colors and what I got, I think it's important to, so in previous episodes, you know, I talked about how kind of a yarn snob I was, and now that I have picked up a new yarn craft, I am not nearly the yarn snob I used to be. So knitting socks takes a certain type of yarn, and doing it in acrylic is not always the best option. So straight up, I will tell you that any day of the week. I've had crocheters say and tell me that if I do crochet a sock, it's not going to have the nice feel that a knitted sock will have. Okay, I can see that now. Crocheting the squares that I've done, that's probably not going to feel very good on the bottom of my feet. I get that. But let's talk about this. So I'm doing larger works in crochet than I would normally do in knitting. So in knitting, I typically do the smaller projects. I do socks, I do mittens, I do scarves, and I do hats, right? Every once in a while, I'll pick up and do a blanket, but that is rare. Most of the time, I'm doing small projects. So for the more yarn snobby the yarn is, I guess that sounds bad because no yarn is snobby. It's just the person that buys it and their attitude towards yarn. And crocheting has made me appreciate all different types of yarn. So I now go, when I go to my local yarn store, my first step is not always to go to the nice brands that they have, but it's to go into the clearance item rack. And let me explain why. So I'm a big dog lover, right? So I love dogs, and we rescue dogs, Ben and I do. So to me, it's like rescuing yarn, right? It's in clearance. Nobody wants it. It didn't meet. They didn't have enough cut. It's not the, they don't have any more skeins of it. It's only one skein left, you know, that kind of stuff. And so I feel like I'm rescuing yarn from the clearance rack when I gather it. And at my local yarn store, there was just a ton of acrylic yarn in the clearance bin. And I didn't understand. Back in the day, if you listened to the beginning episodes of this, I would have told you, yeah, I wouldn't have touched that stuff either. But now, I would have a whole different attitude towards it. I would have been like, ooh, that'd be great for a granny square project. Ooh, that'll be great for a granny square project. Ooh, that'll be great for a crochet project. And so I've really decided, you know, the clearance item rack has become my friend, and I feel like I can rescue the yarn and make it viable again, and somebody will love it. Like, I'm putting an emotion to a yarn which does not exist, but I feel that way. So, you know, I went and I grabbed these yarns, right, that were like $8. They were just $8 on sale. So, like, normally they were actually $8. And it was 100% pure wool. So these yarns that I'm using right now, they're not even acrylic. They're Plymouth yarn, Galloway. They're 100% wool, but it feels like acrylic yarn. It does. Like, the wool is a thicker wool, so because it's a worsted weight, it feels like a strong acrylic, but it's still worsted weight, and acrylic doesn't bend as much, right? Which has got its pros and cons, right? In a blanket, that's a pro. I don't want yarn that's really flexible and flimsy. In a sweater, though, I'd like some thickness to it, but I want it to be flexible and move. So the wool is great. Like, it's just amazing. And so I picked up this acrylic yarn, and I'm saved it, right? And it's just kind of one of those things, like, now, does this end up having bad consequences for things like making sweaters and stuff? Well, yes. I'm not gonna lie. It does cause me some heartburn knowing that I've got this, you know, navy blue that I absolutely love, that I'm making the backing to all my squares, and knowing I'm not gonna have enough yarn to do an entire sweater that way. So I'm gonna have to find some more of that exact blue. But that being said, for those of you that have listened to me for a long time, I am a recovering yarn snob. And it took me learning a new fiber craft to get to that point. So, if you are a yarn snob, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. We can have our preferences for yarn. But I encourage you to go learn a new yarn craft. You can always go back to your favorite yarn craft. I love knitting. It's what I'm good at. But I have really liked crochet now, too. And it has made me explore different weights and types of yarn that my knitting typically wouldn't let me do. Because of, I only knitted certain things and I wasn't going to knit it anymore. Like, it just, I wasn't going to do it. And I was, it's also forced me to, you know, we all know I don't like self-striping yarn, and I just don't, and I still don't. But what's beautiful about the clearance bins and the yarn that I pick up that's typically either cheaper than what I would normally get or not part of the Yarn Snob approved club is that it's a solid color. And I tell everybody this, that learning this new hobby this summer has really brought color into focus and why it's important to me. And so I am more cognizant now. So like, I went to go color my hair this weekend, right, with my mother. And my hairdresser, John, he sat there and was like, okay, and what color do you want? And I said, well, I want gunmetal gray. He's like, that's not going to look good. You're going to be washed out. I said, okay. And he goes, I'm going to have to bleach your hair. And I was like, never mind. I don't want to do that. And he was like, okay, so what do you want? And I said, well, tell me what my options are. Like, color theory has just blown my mind wide open. And when it comes to coloring things. And so he's like, well, and he showed me samples. And I was like, this isn't helping me. He goes, let me pull out. And it's like this cardboard book with hair colors in it, like different shades up and down. He's like, I don't have any of this. I don't have any of this. Don't do anything with this, or this letter. Everything else you can choose from. So what I chose was a violet red, right? So I have a darker brown color hair, and so I chose a violet red. I said, will this work? He's like, yeah, let's try it. Let's see. So it's a phenomenal color. Like, and I never realized color could do this. So like, and I should have realized because purple is made from red and blue mixed together. And so when you mix those two colors together, you get purple. So red being a primary color and blue being a primary color, you get purple. And so I was like, okay. So in a darker setting with no natural light, my hair looks like a dark purple. It's awesome. Almost not as dark as the color was when I dyed my hair black a long time ago, like raven purple. Is kind of a royal, like a really, really dark royal purple. But when I go outside in the sunlight, it's a bright red. Beautiful bright red. And so I find it amazing that color, based on the light that's hitting it, can change to a totally different hue and color. It is phenomenal. So, my hope is that this episode has been really, like, I know it's a lot of rambling about projects and yarn and stuff, but I encourage you of this. If you are a yarn snob, or even if you are a yarn snob and you still want to remain one, that's fine. And I have no problem with yarn snobs because, you know, I've been one and I still am on certain types of yarn, knitting certain projects. But I encourage you to all go rescue a skein of yarn from the clearance items bin. There are books out there called One Skein Wonders that you can do things with. But be bold and be brave and take that one skein of yarn and implement it into a project that will be seen and used. That's what I encourage you today. Because it not only helps your local yarn store, it also helps the people that produce these yarns. Right? So it's on clearance, which means the store's taking a loss. And from the cost of what they were going to originally sell it at, and you may find a brand new yarn that you love. And it also helps the producers of the yarn. So, and I just encourage that because you know I'm all about that. So, anyway, I just wanted to say thank you for listening to this podcast. Also, if you need anything like me to knit a pair of socks or to do a granny square for you, please feel free to reach out to me. I am at knittedsocksonly@gmail.com. I'm also, you can find my webpage at knittedsocksonly.com. And I'm also on Instagram at knittedsocksonly. And feel free to DM me if you are a yarn producer or artist. Feel free to reach out to me and we can talk about maybe doing an episode talking about your yarn after I've knitted or crocheted something with it, depending on the weight of the yarn and what the yarn is calling for me to do. Also, if you'd like to sit and you're an avid listener of my show, and want to join the show and maybe have a discussion with me on yarn, I would love that. Feel free to reach out to me and maybe we can get something set up. But other than that, I just wanted to let you know I love you all. And please take care of yourselves. Fall is coming. Yarn crawls are starting. And so I hope you guys stay safe out there. And remember, always try to rescue a skein of yarn. Love you all. I'll talk to you next week.